Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
It's been a good Wednesday overall for markets both here and abroad, and you can count Indonesian equities among today's winners so far. In fact, since mid-May, the Jakarta Composite Index has embarked on a steady recovery that saw it back in the green year-to-date. So what's been driving positive sentiment in Indonesia over the last 6 weeks? Well, today on Across the ASEAN, I'm joined by Mr. Bharat Joshi. He's the investment director for Aberdeen Standard in Jakarta, Indonesia. And he's here to talk to us about what he's seeing on the ground in Indonesian markets. Mr. Joshi, thank you so much for joining.
Yes, pleasure.
So let's start with a bird's eye view of Indonesian equities, Mr. Joshi. Today, we're seeing that the Jakarta Composite Index is up so far. And again, it's not the first day it's been up. In fact, since mid-May, they've been on a slow and steady recovery rally, it seems. What do you think's been behind the growing positive sentiment for Indonesian markets recently?
There's been a few factors. I think the recovery has been relatively quite strong off the May lows. The market fell off its highs for the year in May by 10%, and then the recovery is now is about 8%. There's still a little bit more room to go, but the recovery has been based on a few factors. The number one is basically the S&P rating upgrade from BBB minus to BBB, and that came at the end of the month in May. And then we also had, you know, Jokowi's biggest opponent, Prabowo, started to ease off the pedal on tension. So that has actually been positive. There's been a lot of concerns after Jokowi was officially appointed as president, given the poll results, that Prabowo will, throw in a spanner in the works and there will be riots. But I think the police did an excellent job in controlling the crowd and keeping everybody as calm as possible.
So let's focus on that recent upgrade from S&P for Indonesia's credit rating. Which sectors do you think might actually benefit more directly from this recent upgrade?
I think it bodes very well for both bond markets and equities. From the equity market, you will see corporate starting to move away from, you know, bank credit, which where the LDRs are actually pretty elevated, and tapping the bond market where yields could be a lot lower than previously it was. You also would see the funding costs for a lot of corporates being reduced, and this should actually be positive for earnings and perhaps an upgrade in earnings ratings going forward. So yes, positive.
Looking more closely at the equity space in Indonesia, do you think that there are any sectors that are looking better than others, given this recent relief rally we've seen over the last couple of weeks?
I think what we're going to see is the banks continue to do well. We're just coming off an asset quality cycle, and now we're starting to see that recovery at the tail end of it. We're already seeing NIMs pressures starting to ease. So there's always room for NIMs to actually appreciate more or further. And we will, perhaps if there's a cut in interest rates, it would actually help boost credit growth. We are also seeing a positive, growth in property. I mean, given that demand has been quite weak in the last 3 to 5 years, and we are starting to see pent-up demand starting to work its way into the market. And I guess, hopefully consumption spending will continue. That tends to be the bellwether of the economy.
We're still speaking to Mr. Bharat Joshi. He's the investment director for Aberdeen Standard in Jakarta, Indonesia. And this week is shaping up to be a busy one in terms of monetary policy. The Central Bank of Indonesia, one of many that are set to set policy rates, and many are expecting them to actually lower rates soon. Do you think this is a distinct possibility? And what kind of impact will this have on both equity markets and the rupiah?
Yes, and the central bank has been making whispers that they are watching what our peers in the region are doing and what the Fed is also going to be doing in terms of interest rates. I guess after following what happened in India, Malaysia, Philippines in cutting rates, Indonesia, I guess there'll be an inflation in the country is relatively quite stable. They might also ease off the pedal in where rates are concerned. Where the central bank is most concerned about is actually the stability of the currency. So that is actually their biggest key. I would say rate they're watching out. If they were to cut rates, how would that actually impact the rupiah relative to the US dollar?
And from your experience covering Indonesian markets, is a weaker rupiah overall good or bad for equity markets in Indonesia?
I would actually rephrase your question. I think a volatile rupiah is actually very bad for Indonesia.
Okay.
If there was a weakness and it's stable and it's over a duration of, you know, of period of time, then it's fine. Where investors and consumers or even corporates are actually very worried, you know, where you have these large swings of the rupiah, because a lot of goods are actually imported into the country. And if you have a very volatile rupiah, you have prices that goes, you know, haywire, and this might actually creep in inflation. But we have a nice tailwind, mainly because that oil prices are actually quite low. So inflation is actually quite stable, and hopefully that will translate to a stable rupiah.
We're still speaking to Mr. Bharat Joshi. He's the investment director for Aberdeen Standard over in Jakarta, Indonesia. I want to shift our attention now, Mr. Joshi, to the trade war that is going on between the U.S. and China. It's rocked markets across the world for most of 2019. And of course, there is some positivity because of news or announcements that President Trump and President Xi Jinping might meet on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, end of next week. But the trade war has taken a toll on many markets. From your, in your opinion, do you think the trade war has been net positive or net negative, though, for Indonesia?
I would actually say that, being selfish and being sitting in Indonesia, I think a trade war is actually relatively quite good, because I think a lot of focus have actually been shifted to China. And given that, you know, people have been sourcing for the most cheapest source of production. So having this trade war sort of like, you know, allows the Fed to not to raise interest rate and perhaps keep it stable or reduce interest rate. And this would actually bode very well for Indonesia, because if the Fed raises interest rates, we are an immediate hit to our rupiah, and Indonesia will have to raise interest rate to follow that. So if there's a trade war, it actually is positive for Indonesia, because we get to see some of the FDIs that are now people are chipping away from China and hopefully diversifying away into ASEAN countries. And hopefully Indonesia, Vietnam, Malaysia, Philippines will actually start to benefit and from that FDI investment.
And we're also seeing portfolio inflows coming back to Indonesia over the last couple of weeks, actually. Final question, Mr. Joshi. There is a pervading thought now that if the trade war gets worse, that economies and markets that are primarily, that are not externally focused and more primarily driven by domestic consumption and young populations will prove to be more resilient against any headwinds from trade war tensions. Do you think that this idea holds water? And if so, do you think Indonesia is one of those markets or economies that fits that bill?
Yes, I tend to agree. I think, you know, Indonesia, given its large consumption base, very domestic-centric market, very little exports unless it's commodities, would actually, you know, weather the storm better than most other markets, which are heavily dependent on exports.
Mr. Bharat Joshi from Aberdeen Standard Investments, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on Across the ASEAN, giving us, sharing your thoughts on where the recovering Jakarta Composite Index and the rupiah are heading for throughout the rest of 2019. We appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for your time, sir.